This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'd like to share with you the advices of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, as far as the Quran recital is concerned. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions, وَتِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ هُوَ أَنْ يَشْتَرِكَ فِيهِ اللِّسَانُ وَالْعَقْلُ وَالْقَلْبِ. It says to read the Quran with all its etiquettes, observing everything that's required when reciting the Quran, a person needs to consider three things: the tongue of a person, the mind of a person, and the heart of a person. When these three factors come together, then you really find beautiful recital of the Quran in its true sense. And he goes on to explain, فَحَظُّ اللِّسَانِ تَصْحِيحُ الْحُرُوفِ بِالتَّرْتِيلِ. As far as the share of the tongue is concerned, the tongue needs to articulate the letters and the words in the proper manner. So you're reading the Quran with tajweed al-huruf, with the correct pronunciation. That's the share of the tongue. Correct, sahih recital. فَحَظُّ الْعَقْلِ تَفْسِيرُ الْمَعَانِي. The job of the mind is to reflect on the verses that have been recited. So if you are reading about Jannah, reflect on the bounties of Jannah, the splendor of Jannah. So the job of the mind is to reflect on what's been recited. وَحَظُّ الْقَلْبِ الْإِتِعَاضُ وَالتَّأَثُّرُ بِالْإِعْتِمَارُ. As far as the heart is concerned, the job of the heart is to take lessons. What Imam Ghazali is focusing is on the quality of the recital. And he's saying the true quality of your recital will only improve when these three factors are found. And that is the tongue reciting the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct manner, and the mind pondering on the meaning of the verse. And number three, the heart taking lessons from there. When you read with these aspects in mind, I promise you the beauty of your tilawa increases and the recital becomes more meaningful. It's transformational. It brings change into your life. This is the kind of recital we should bring into our life. But you can only take enjoyment when it is read with its proper etiquettes. If you read in like, تَبَدَّدَ بِلَهَبٍ وَتَبْمَغْنَ عَنُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَيَسْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَّسَدٍ. Have you reflected on a single letter of that verse? Have you understood anything of that verse? Have you taken to heart anything that was read? You simply cannot take benefit from such recitals. One of my all-time favorites is listening to Sheikh Hudhayfi. Listening to his recital of the Quran brings a lot of joy, because he takes his time. He takes his time in reciting the noble Quran. Maybe we should play one, two verses.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Subhanallah, mashaAllah. So when you listen into such tilawa, it really gives you the time and the opportunity to reflect on the verses of the Noble Quran. Once again, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that there are three factors that a person needs to keep in mind when reciting the Quran. That the person should bring the correct pronunciation of the letters and the words of the Quran, number one. Number two, his mind should be reflecting and pondering on the meaning of the verse that he's reciting. And number three, the heart should take lessons. When these three factors come together, you have a powerful tilawa of the Quran.